A reanalysis of the latest SH0ES data for $H_$0, Effects of New Degrees of Freedom on the Hubble Tension, by Leandros Paravolaropoulos et al. We reanalyze the recently released SH0ES data for the determination of H0. We focus on testing the homogeneity of the Cepheid plus SNEA sample and the robustness of the results in the presence of new degrees of freedom in the modeling of Cepheids and SNEA. We thus focus on the four modeling parameters of the analysis, the fiducial luminosity of SNEA MB and Cepheids MW and the two parameters, BW and ZW, standardizing Cepheid luminosities with period and metallicity. After reproducing the SH0ES baseline model results, we allow for a transition of the value of any one of these parameters at a given distance DC or cosmic time TC, thus adding a single degree of freedom in the analysis. When the SNEA absolute magnitude MB is allowed to have a transition at DC 50 MPC, about 160 MYRs ago, the best fit value of the Hubble parameter drops from H0 equals 73.04 plus or minus 1.04 kilometers S1 MPC1 to H0 equals 67.32 plus or minus 4.64 kilometers S1 MPC1 in full consistency with the Planck value. Also, the best fit SNEA absolute magnitude MB caret greater than for D greater than DC drops to the Planck inverse distance ladder value MB caret greater than equals minus 19.43 plus or minus 0.15, while the low distance best fit MB caret is included in the analysis. The uncertainties for H0 reduce dramatically. H0 equals 68.2 plus or minus 0.8 kilometers S1 MPC1. And the MB transition model is strongly preferred over the baseline SH0ES model, DCH2-15, Delta AIC-13, according to AIC and BIC model selection criteria. This was a reanalysis of the latest SH0ES data for $H_$0, Effects of New Degrees of Freedom on the Hubble Tension, by Leandros Paravolaropoulos et al.